For the next part of our March Current Conversations podcast, we're pleased to be joined by Ann Ducey Ortiz, our Director of Planning, Zoning, and Environmental. She's got a lot of tasks on her shoulders, and one of the big things that that the Planning and Zoning Department has been working with has been the new development that a lot of folks have been wondering about that is currently in the process of land clearing across from Lowe's, just south of Burley Road and that intersection there, called the development is called the Reserve at Gloucester Village. But there's a lot of history behind it, and we just wanted to bring Ann on to clear up some of the misconceptions that may be floating around the community about the development and just be able to provide a avenue for people to understand some of the facts surrounding the development. So, Anne, we really appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to join us today.
I'm happy to do it. I'm glad to explain to people what's going on in the county.
Absolutely. So, first, if you can kind of tell us a little bit about the history of this development. It's actually been something that's been in the works for close to 2 decades now.
Correct. And you know, I had personally was involved in this since day one. So it was the county's first real plan unit development. It's a PUD. And a PUD is a special type of development where essentially you create your own zoning. And so it originally came to us as the Barrens, and apparently that's what the property was called. Recently, the Gazette Journal did an article about the comp planning that we had in the 1970s, and they talked about the parcel known as the Barrens. But one of the things about a PUD is that you, in order to create this unique development, you need a team of professionals, including architects, landscape architects, land planners. And so when they originally came in with the idea of the Barrens, it was really just a big subdivision. It's about 900 acres. It goes all the way from Burley, Bellroy, all the way down to Hickory Fork, and then some frontage on Route 17. So after they came in with their original idea, this was back when Jay Scudder was our director. He spoke to the original developers, which is Foster Wilson, and they pulled together a team and they changed the name from the Barrens to the Villages of Gloucester. And originally, the project went to the Planning Commission. There was a lot of negotiation about proffers, which are voluntary conditions that are placed on rezonings and what was needed, what could get approved. And originally, it was actually denied by the board. And they actually, I think, filed a lawsuit against the county. But between they actually ended up pulling the lawsuit because there was a lot of negotiation. They actually hired some more professionals. Glenn Oder, who actually had, he was a delegate at the time, but he was a landscape architect, and he ended up representing the applicant. And they pulled together a project with a lot of proffers. So they proffered road improvements, building the golf course first. You know, just a lot of money per lot, road improvements on Hickory Fork Road, Route 17, and they didn't proffer anything along Burley Road, just the intersection.
Okay.
And so then that was in 2007 that it finally got approved with all those conditions. And then the recession hit. It sat vacant for all those years. It was going to be very expensive to build because you had to build the golf course first.
Sure.
And in 2017, the only owner of it was Breck Ingalls. And so all the other owners and partners were no longer involved. And he came back and proposed rezoning it, modified a lot of the proffers that were in place, got rid of a lot of the road improvement proffers, and the golf course was no longer going to be a golf course, but it was going to continue the same, have the same amount of open space. And so it was reapproved in 2017 with new proffers, still the same number of units. It's 1,142 units. The original plan had apartments, multifamily, and single family, a clubhouse, tennis courts, pool. And so so went back up for sale, and then the current owner is Boyd Homes, And they've the proffer said a master plan generally consistent with what was approved by the board in 2017. So he's modified the plan a little. He's only doing townhouses and single family homes. He's not putting any apartments in. And the front portion is going to be commercial. It's limited to smaller footprint retail and office buildings. So not any big, no big retail is offers.
So there's been kind of a rumor that's been circulating the community that this new development is going to be low income, high density housing. So obviously that's not the case. Where kind of I don't and I don't know if you can answer this or not, but what do you think the price range of these homes may be that are expected to be going into the development?
I don't know that, and I'm not able to answer it, how people finance it, but it is going to be it is high density, but with tons of open space. So the overall density on the 900 acres is way lower than a single family development because of the open space, but then they're clustering them into these little villages, so to speak. One of the things I'm very excited about that I kind of proffers are voluntary, but I suggested is it's going to be very walkable, and it's going to have a bike path along the main spine road, a shared use
Great.
path.
Good.
So the whole project is going to be very you can bike from park to park. Each little village is going to have its own little park or open space. And again, they are having the clubhouse. So all those amenities, I would, I think he is trying to cater to a higher end housing.
That's what it sounds like. And before we kind of wrap things up, that number, that total number of homes that you said that was coming in, 1100. So that does sound like a little bit of a scary number, but that's not, just to be clear, that's not going to be homes that automatically appear within the next year or two. This is going to be spread out over quite some time. So
Correct.
It should give the county a little bit of time to work on planning as far as where school children are going to go and infrastructure needs and that type of thing. So I just thought that was kind of important to point out.
Correct. They proffered that they cannot do more than 170 permits. That would be zoning permits and building permits per year. And that was mainly because we don't have the inspectors, if they actually built everything. We literally just got the first phase for the final plat in today. And I believe that's like 80 lots. And the way it works is, you can post a bond or a surety for the road improvements and all the improvements, and you can plat the subdivision and start selling lots. And so they might start pre-selling some lots. The proposal right now is multi-phases. So we currently are having the first phase has approved land development plan. And again, the final plat just came in. We're still reviewing the second phase that of the plan. So the commercial property hasn't been, they've cleared it, but it's not been designed yet. So I think they're going to wait to get some rooftops before they look into doing some of the commercial. So that right now they have eight phases that are kind of sketched out on a plan. They're not required to do it in any particular phases. That's not part of their proffers. But they also did proffer a certain amount of cash per unit, and that is meant to go towards road improvements. We will not get that cash until the certificate of occupancy. So it'll be a long time before we get that money. But we are looking to try to do some improvements at Burley and along that stretch of 17 between Burley Road and Main Street. And so hopefully providing that connection of the reserve to the rest of the Gloucester Village area so that people can be part of that overall community. So those are our long-term plans for the area.
And that was the other thing I was going to bring up. I know that's a huge concern for people who regularly travel Burley Road. It's kind of narrow and windy, and with all of that potential new traffic coming on, it's good to hear that there is a plan in the works to help improve that a bit.
There's some plan we don't, again, a lot of that they have to do some work just for their entrance. They are going to have an entrance off of Burley, so they'll improve it in front of their entrance.
Okay.
Intersection, again, it'll be probably a long time before we get enough money to. We constantly apply for projects, and we did apply to do some road improvements at Burley, but we didn't get the funding. And
Sure.
then also, the property to the north of that, Mr. Kubicki, who has developed the Fox Mill Center, he owns all the way down to Burley Road. So when he goes to develop his property, we can probably get some more road improvements along Burley. So
Great.
there's a lot of opportunity there for growth, which again, I don't know if that's what the county wants, but and also to try to have that growth go along with road improvements in that area, and maybe like a parallel road that comes down Fox Mill Center behind, all the stores, and maybe, create, relieve some of the traffic there on Route 17.
Absolutely. That would be nice. And when do you estimate that we would see kind of right now we're just seeing land being cleared. When do you expect we'll see the first bit of construction go up in that development?
It's hard to say. Developers, it's hurry up and wait. Like, we approved the ENS plan for this probably a year and a half ago, but then they didn't actually start clearing until, just recently. So, but again, I think it's a good sign that they have they've submitted the final plat, because that means they're looking to start selling lots. But I bet they have probably a year's worth of work in, just to put the roads in and get the infrastructure, to actually be able to start putting a house in. They have to put all the sewer, water. There's a lot that goes into this, and it's been several years of just the plan review. It's one of the more complicated because of the water and sewer connections and tying everything in. So it's one of the, it is the biggest project the county's seen. So
Definitely, for sure. Well, we know y'all have been working hard on it to make sure that everything is in compliance and in the best interest of the county, and we appreciate all your diligent work on that and your team. Is there anything before we finish up, anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
Not that I could think of. I mean, again, I appreciate people's interest, and people are always welcome to call our office if they're, curious of what's going on. Your office does a great job of keeping people informed, and if there's things that people want to know about, we're always happy to let people know. We do, every month in our Planning Commission packet, we provide a chart of all the development that's currently under review. Active, and then there's some that are not active but have the ability to become active because they're still valid plans. So even though they're not being built, so people are always welcome to go look at that. It's in our Planning Commission packet every month under the development plan review.
All right, and we'll be sure to put the link to that in the description of the podcast so people can find it easily if they're listening. So we appreciate it very much. Thank you for taking some time to clear things up for some of us. We appreciate it.
Glad to do it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll have you back again soon.